talk a little bit today about forgiveness. And I have talked about this before, but I'm going to come back around to it again. You know, I just can't get away from it. It is a topic that is very real for a Christian. And I'm not talking about an unbeliever. I'm not talking to an unbeliever. I'm talking to us as believers. Whether you're a young convert, I want you to learn a good lesson really early on in your walk with the Lord. Or if you're an older elder in the Lord, I want you to readdress this area of our lives. It is really necessary, and it does differentiate us from the world when we're able to forgive what seems like is unforgivable. That is what Jesus Christ can do for us. We really have no right. Yes, I said that. We have no right to walk around with bitterness and unforgiveness in our hearts. I know this is a hard topic. I know that. But we have to be doers of the word. We have to live by his word. Otherwise, we need to just put down the name of Christ and put down Christianity and walk away from that, because it's not right to attempt to call yourself a Christian but yet not live according to his word. So I've got just a few scriptures here, and I just want to bring them out. But you know, Jesus is our example, and he didn't live something that we can't live. And above all things, I really cannot stand anyone using a parallel to the price that Christ paid. Because see, he was sinless. He was blameless. He who knew no sin, he took it all on him. He was blameless, and we aren't. So we can never feel justified in our anger and in our unforgiveness, because he, by our example, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He is our example. He really is. Did I say it was easy? No. I'm going to tell you from my personal experience that it is not easy. I don't pretend that it is, but I do know what the Word of God says, and I know where life lies. And life lies in the truth of the Word of God and by living by his Word. Matthew 5:44 says, "I say unto you, love your enemies." Yikes, I know it, but that's the word. How are we going to get past that? How do you get past love your enemies? Bless them that curse you. Oh, it hurts so bad. But we have to. Do good to them that hate you every day, all day, every day. That's the word. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. I don't think I need to bring in another scripture today. That sums every situation up right there. If you at all are feeling justified in your anger, in your hatred, in your victimization, whatever has happened to you, you got to go to the Word of God. But let me tell you something. I want you to actually realize that you can't do it in yourself. He doesn't expect us to. He expects us to take on his nature, his ability, his grace, and that is how we do it. We cannot do this in ourselves. I wasn't. I don't have a good heart like that. He knows what's in the heart of man. My heart has to be healed by him, and then his spirit has to come in and work that love and kindness and forgiveness. I'm not capable. I don't have enough goodness in me. In my flesh dwells no good thing. But everywhere that the spirit and nature of Christ is taking over, that is becoming manifest. Just think, the enemy wants us to stay divided. The enemy wants this hatred out there. They don't want the nature of Christ coming forth. I don't think I need to give another scripture today. I think this sums it up right here, Matthew 5:44. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you." Oh no, don't say anything to me. Don't you try to come back at me and say, but. No, you take that to God. But let me give you an assurity. He understands every situation. Jesus, he is our high priest. And he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. All these infirmities, these weaknesses that we have, he is moved by them. And when we surrender our will and say, not my will, but thine be done, then his spirit comes in and it undergirds us and it holds us up. And we can actually walk this out when we didn't really think that we could. And then God gets the glory. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Don't we want to bring people together? Don't we want to bring healing to this world? I'm telling you, somebody's got to take the first step. Somebody's got to decide they're going to live by the word of God and really let the nature of Christ come forth. Is that person going to be you today? You need to make that decision. Are you living by the word, or are you going to live according to your own way? God bless, and we will talk again soon.